Welcome, dear viewers, dear listeners, to the 17th program of this series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them. 2,000 years ago, with His teachings, Jesus of Nazareth brought heaven to earth for the people. He gave His disciples insight into the eternal heavenly homeland and taught them how they could grow closer to the kingdom of God, which is within, in each person. Unfortunately, today, the opposite is frequently being taught and done in the name of Jesus. However, His original teaching of freedom goes out over the whole earth today, because God, the All Spirit, the Eternal Intelligence, is mightily active in our time through His bearer of the Word, Gabriele. For example, we can find the central message of the Spirit of God today in the great cosmic teachings. These are practical teachings that we can try out in daily life, no matter in what life situation we are and what religion or culture we belong to. Gabriele explained these cosmic teachings in a series of schoolings and gave many practical aids through her treasure chest of experiences. From this developed a 5-volume work from which we read in this program series. Dear viewers, dear listeners, we will see that the great cosmic teachings and Gabriele's explanations are absolutely practical, logical, and understandable. At the same time, they are the highest spiritual teachings, which are given not only for this generation, but also for the ones to come. They convey to us an inkling of our eternal homeland and point out how we can again draw closer to our true divine origin. All of us, also we who read these texts, still have much to learn. If you like, continue learning with us. Now, with Gabriele, who is here in the studio with us, we continue reading in the 2nd volume of Explanations.
We begin with an axiom from the great cosmic teachings. If you would like to, let the words of the Spirit of God, which we will now read, have an effect on you. Take them into your heart. The All Spirit speaks. Be still. In the inner stillness, you become aware that you are a being out of God, which is in God. For the all-eternal Father and you, His child, are one. You, the pure being, live in the Holy of Holies, in you, in the Self, for you are the temple of God, and the All-Holy One dwells in you. Dear fellow people, words from heaven spoken to us, Gabriele brings home to us what they want to tell us. She explains, the inner stillness is the eternal law, which in perfect harmony and symphony communicates with all life forms, with all beings, and with all people who immerse in this stillness in the absolute law. A person who wants nothing more than to please God will very gradually begin to become calm. The urging of the human ego then stops. For whoever longs for God, whoever wants to please solely God, will clear up day after day the impure, the human, that is, the sinfulness, and thus become calm. Once a person attains the inner calm, he very gradually immerses in the inner stillness, in the eternal law, which unceasingly communicates with the one who has become still.
Gabriela continues, in our inner being is the sanctuary of God. God dwells in his sanctuary, that is, in us. The innermost being, the sanctuary, is surrounded by our soul and our person. Consequently, we are the temple of God. In each one of us is the sanctuary in which God dwells. When we become aware of this, yes, when we bring this to mind each day and thus resolve for it, then very gradually the longing awakens to please solely God. Then we will also gradually cleanse and sanctify our temple by no longer allowing anything negative to enter. If there are still negative, that is, sinful aspects in us, then we will quickly clear them up so that we please solely God, our Father, in order to again become his image.
We continue reading the axiom from the Spirit of God.
Sei still.
Be still.
In dir.
In you is the stillness. You are in the stillness.
Bist du still geworden?
When you have become still, then you no longer have human sensations, thoughts, words, stirrings, and inclinations. You are imbued by the all-stillness, God. Gabriela helps us to also look deeper into these words.
Sei still.
Be still. In you is the stillness, and you are in the stillness. That is the process of becoming aware. The person who becomes aware that the stillness dwells in everyone and that the quiet, pure person lives in the stillness, God, will be born anew. He will be born in the Spirit and apply the laws of life, the laws of the Spirit, more and more. There is no way to the stillness without becoming aware. Therefore, this means for us, become aware daily, by the hour and by the minute, that you are substance and power, a being out of God. Be still and entrust yourself to God at every moment. Then you will also grow into the inner life, because you become aware of where your faults are, of what your faults are, and how you can clear up your faults, that is, your sinfulness.
In her explanations, Gabriele brings home to us an inkling of the eternal being. We continue reading. God is the all-stillness, the all-radiation. God is the crystal of infinity, as it were, for the pure heavens are the crystal, and those who betake themselves into the pure, the eternal, are, in turn, the crystal in the stream of life. God, our Father, is compressed life, compressed being, the crystal of infinity. Since he gave us everything as substance, power, and life, we are, in turn, crystals of infinity, whose facets radiate the eternal life, radiating into all realms, because the crystal bears as substance all powers of creation and all forms of being. Nothing is closed to the crystal. It moves in the rhythm of the all. Accordingly, it radiates the facets of the eternal law. In the depths of his soul, each one of us is a crystal in the eternal being.
The All-Spirit continues in his axiom, sanctified sensations and thoughts unfold in you. You speak inspiring words and act impersonally for the great whole. Dear fellow people, these words want to point out to us where the path to God leads us. A person who has largely reached the goal of the path of purification speaks what the crystal radiates to him.
Empfindet so, wie der Kristall empfindet.
He senses as the crystal senses. He thinks as the crystal conveys it to him. People who daily strive to cultivate these sanctified sensations and thoughts have a sense of responsibility and a sensory awareness. This sense of responsibility has its effect not only on the individual, but the sense of responsibility of a mature person is comprehensive. It spreads to all of infinity.
Das Sinnesbewusstsein ist die Klarheit.
Sensory awareness is clarity. Wherever the matured person looks, he beholds the light. He also beholds the shadows and knows how he can help and give. What he hears in his innermost being. He hears the voice of the All and also perceives the rustling of the human ego. The senses that are purified are in God and are like the finest antenna that are able to feel into all things, into the pure being, as well as into the human ego. From his sensory awareness and his sense of responsibility, the matured person can communicate lawfully with his neighbor. He beholds the depths in his neighbor. He sounds them out and also looks on and into the shadows. He is the spiritual researcher who recognizes all things.
The Allah continues speaking to us. The true self, the all-encompassing mighty I Am, communicates with you. And you are the splendor of beauty. You are the pure, the noble and fine, the sublime, because you dwell in yourself, in the eternal self, in the being, and because you are what heaven is, beauty, purity, nobility, the fine, the sublime, the kindness, the selfless love. Dear fellow people, with this, the All-Spirit addresses our true inner being, as Gabriele explains to us. Our pure spiritual body consists of all that was conveyed to us through the teachings of the Lord, in which the entire being vibrates. Every one of us will again find his way to the inner beauty, the inner purity, the inner nobility, the fine and sublime, the kindness and the selfless love.
Gabriele,
Gabriele erläutert weiter.
Gabriele explains further. We often find it difficult to apply this high, absolute standard to ourselves. A picture could help us, so that these aspects of eternal inner life become a more tangible reality for us. In the picture, we can resolve for the highest ideal and simultaneously create it in ourselves. The highest ideal is what we are in the eternal being: beauty, purity, nobility, fineness, sublimity, kindness, and selfless love. We resolve for this, but it is not what we are yet. We will create it in ourselves by resolving for it over and over again. This highest image is our true being. If we want to attain what it contains, then the inner helper and advisor, the All-Spirit, will stand by us. Each day, he points out to us our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sinfulness.
Our true being, a high goal, but the way there is very specific and practical, as more support from Gabriela shows us. She explains. To develop the longing for this sublimity of our true being, we should bring to mind what we are striving for. We consciously orient ourselves to the highest ideal, the being, by resolving for it. While doing this, we should not give room to any negative thoughts. If we think negatively, then we should immediately set up a sign of caution for ourselves. Stop! I do not want to move these negative thoughts anymore. If we ask the All-Spirit for help and support, we will recognize what the negative thoughts, that is, our sinful aspects, want to tell us. Perhaps they want to tell us that we should clear up several things, that we should ask our neighbor for forgiveness. If we do this as quickly as possible and then again resolve for our ideal picture, then we have not given any more room to these human thoughts. Through this, no more negative thoughts could settle into our conscious mind.
Gabriela explained further for us. The more often we move negative thoughts, the more they intervene in our life and become our life. This means that they become programs in our brain cells, which then burden us again and again, which become active again and again, and which stimulate us again and again to think the same or similar things. The more often we think the same and similar things, the further we remove ourselves from our ideal picture, from our true being.
We continue reading in the explanations from Gabriele. If we give room to the negative, then we fill ourselves with unlawfulness and no longer understand who we are deep in our soul. The beauty, the everlasting, the eternal youth, the heaven, the purity, the eternal law, which unites all beings in God, the inner nobility, the fine, the sublime, the kindness, and the selfless love. Then we feel ourselves far removed from the words, our true being, because in our life we have given more and more room to the negative. We have filled ourselves with negativity. Now it fills us up. to wherever we look or listen, we call up only our unlawful aspects. The result of this is that our life becomes ever harder and ever darker. So that such a thing cannot happen, we should consciously give room to the positive and divine in our thoughts and life. A help for this can be to consciously make ourselves aware of this highest ideal picture, our true being.
Wir lesen nun weiter in den großen kosmischen Lehren.
We now continue to read the great cosmic teachings. And again, the All Spirit addresses our inner being with the words,
die Sonne der Liebe hat die Sprache des Lichts.
The Sun of Love has the language of light.
Die Sonne der Liebe leuchtet in
the Sun of Love shines in you and through you.
Dein Wesen ist der Glanz der Sonne.
Your nature is the splendor of the Sun of selfless love.
Ganz still.
Be still, completely still. Nothing and no one stirs in you.
Die heilige Tempelordnung, die du bist,
the holy order of the temple which you are is the radiant selfless love, the sun of justice, the delight of your life, the I am.
Die Sonne der Liebe hat die Sprache des Lichtes.
The Sun of Love has the language of light, so speaks the All Spirit. Dear fellow people, what does this want to tell us? We heard about the crystal which radiates into all facets of the law, the being. The crystal with its facets is the Sun of Love.
Denn das Gesetz Gottes ist Liebe.
For the law of God is love. Anyone who has become a crystal in God is without shadow, for infinity, the true being, knows no shadows. Those who fulfill the law, the shadowless, eternally flowing, radiating law, is permeated and aglow with what God is, love. Your nature is the splendor of the sun, of selfless love. These words tell us that we are the all that has taken on form. All the heavenly bodies are in us as essence, and form our true being.
Wir hörten die Worte des Christus Gottes.
We heard the words of the Spirit of God. Be still, completely still. Nothing and no one stirs in you. Gabriela encourages us. Let us allow these words to vibrate in our inner being. Be still, completely still. Nothing and no one stirs in you. Nothing and no one can do harm to the innermost being. There, in the stillness in us, in the Holy of Holies, with God, is secureness, is security, is our home. We human beings long for secureness, but we will never find it in this world. If we think, now we found secureness, we can be sure that it will soon disappear. Where is the security? Who can offer us security? People? Goods? Money, power, and prestige? How quickly this all fades away, then our security has also vanished. Then we stand like beggars on the street, asking, where is the security? Where is the secureness? I am homeless. Secureness, security, and a home can exist only with God, nowhere else. We are wayfarers on the way to inner security, to inner secureness, to our true homeland. No matter what we do on earth, no matter where we seek a hold in anything human, in time, we will recognize that there is no hold anywhere, only in God. Once we become aware of this, then we will more often seek out our innermost being, the sanctuary in us in which God dwells.
In einem weiteren Lehrsatz,
in a further axiom, the All Law says, whatever you intend to do and to fulfill, the true self in you, the being, feels, thinks, speaks, and acts through you. Gabriela unfolds the content of these words for us. She explains, the true self in you, the being, feels, thinks, speaks, and acts through you. It is again the crystal in us. It is the intelligence, God, who knows about all things, who is all things. The intelligence, God, dwells in us. We are the heirs of this intelligence. As pure beings, we ourselves are divine intelligence. This is why this all-encompassing and all-permeating intelligence is also in this form of existence, man, in us. However, because we have covered up this high consciousness in us, having overlaid it with our sinfulness, having constricted it with our egocentricity, we have developed the intellect, the puny humanness, instead of the divine, which can no longer become sufficiently effective. The intellect is the reversal of the divine intelligence, a substitute. The humanness is the sinfulness against the soul.
Gabriele explained more about this. We see in this world all that the intellect has already brought about. Certainly, we need our life programs, for example, the program of our occupation, our language. We need these programs to live. However, they alone are not suitable for changing or even improving the world.
Der Intellekt greift immer.
The intellect intervenes evermore in the event of creation, in the intelligence of God. We experience what comes of this, destruction and decline. The intellect is limited. It is focused only on the external, the shell. It does not know the core. It always changes only the shell, and each of these changes brings more changes. Man has to suffer because of this. What does he get from so-called prosperity? It briefly revives, then goes downhill again, because the intellect scratches only the shell, the surface, and does not admit the intelligence. God's intelligence is different than the intellect. Man's ego has the wanting. It wants itself to create. It wants to govern. It wants to be God. Thus, the human ego has transformed down a part of the divine I Am and has compressed, hardened this substance. It is our human ego law, the shell, which we have to gradually soften in order to again find our way to the inner being, to the divine.
Christus spricht weiter in seinen großen kosmischen Lehren.
The All Spirit continues to speak in his great cosmic teachings.
Und denken ist das Sein.
Your sublime, selfless thinking and feeling is the being, the divine that you are. The true being is oriented solely to the issue and matter at hand and enters into communication with the pure in the issue and matter at hand.
Das Reine in der Sache.
The pure that is in the issue and in the matter at hand tells you in your inner being how you should set things up for the issue and matter at hand, how you should plan, how you can clarify each situation, how you can change disorder into order, and how you can clear up what is not cleared up.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people,
allgegenwärtig,
God is omnipresent. In everything negative is God. God is the helping power in every matter that comes towards us.
In unserer Planung,
God is in our planning.
In unserer
God is the order in our disorder.
In unserem
God is the power to clear up what we have not cleared up.
Das heißt für
this means for us that we may turn to God in all that comes to us. If we turn to him with an honest heart, then he will help us. For God in us, the inner helper and advisor, he liberates us and is always with us.
A wonderful certainty that God is always here for us as the inner helper and advisor in us. Gabriella explains to us how we can gain access to his help. In every difficulty is the solution. In every problem is the divine, the help, the liberation. But we have to solve it with the help of the Spirit in us. With each difficulty, with each problem, we can go into our inner being, to God in us, and ask him for help. He will help us, but we may never say, Lord, solve it as I want it, but always, your will be done. He knows the ways. He helps us in the way that is good for us. Our ego presses. It wants the quick solution. We could resolve to practice patience, to take back our humanness, so that in difficulties, problems, and also in our planning, we ask God, the All Spirit in us, for help. We should then not entertain the thought about whether there is indeed a solution or not. For these thoughts block the inner help.
Gabriele gives us more tips that we can very concretely apply in our life. We should live consciously, which means that in every situation we should bring to mind God's help and to do our work with concentration. The alertness of our existence has the effect that we receive the solution from our inner being. Suddenly, sensations and feelings, thoughts rise up, which show us the solution to our problem or our difficulty. Sometimes it is merely subtle impulses. Often it is not the immediate solution itself, but only the way to the solution or the first step toward it. If we entrust ourselves to the All-Spirit, He will also lead us further. The beginnings tell us, have trust. I will guide you farther, so that you are able to solve everything. We should then no longer carry out the negative aspects that we have recognized in ourselves. In this is the picture of what we will do instead in the future. To actualize this in the deed is then the next step toward a lawful life.
Zum gesetzmäßigen Leben.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, today's teachings have given us a deep insight into our true cosmic life. A great help, which each one who wants to can try out and put to the test, is with every difficulty, every problem, to go to the All-Spirit in our inner being and ask Him for help and support. And we've heard that He will help us. This topic will be continued in the next program, and we will learn in even more detail how we can learn with God's help to master the questions and situations in our life. An interesting and helpful topic for all of us. If you like, tune in again next time and continue learning with us. You can also read the wonderful teachings in today's program in the book for the program. It is the second volume of The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them, with explanations by Gabriele. We wish you all the best and a time rich in experiences with God, the Free Spirit. Until next time, goodbye and greetings in God.